Welcome back to Cinema Three Way. Third movie of the night, Easy Rider. Hippies, bikers, subcultures, 1969. Dennis Hopper directing the ultimate road movie of two dudes cruising to Mardi Gras from L.A. fat with cash off a dope deal from Mexico. Bam! What did you think of this slice of American pie, which is in the American Historic Registry now and is considered an actual historical artifact of our country?
There are so many things that I love about the movie, but the first half of the movie, it was just like basically like a long music video with a brilliant music.
Oh, the soundtrack, ridiculously good.
The music was amazing, and of course the footage was amazing. The scenes, like the sunset, sunrise, the nature, that was amazing. That no word for that, but the first half of the movie was so slow. I was like waiting, okay, now what's gonna happen. I was almost like falling asleep, but when Jack Nicholson joined to the story, then everything starts speeded up, and then that's where I get into the movie, and I was basically traveling with them.
Jack Nicholson plays an ACLU lawyer and son of one of the patriarchs of a small Louisiana town when our two heroes, Captain America and Billy, are locked up for parading without a permit, a.k.a. having long hair and riding motorcycles in the South. And they get tossed in jail, where they meet Jack Nicholson, who helps them get out of jail and joins their little band to go over to Mardi Gras. Hey, man, you got a helmet?
Oh, I got a helmet.
Yeah, and
like
that commune scene was, I mean, I don't know, there was like so many cultural references in this movie.
Yeah.
But since I'm a foreigner, I didn't get that cultural references as much as I should get.
Well, you're looking at like the finest document of the existing counterculture. Be they independent ranchers who are just clinging to their little plot in the middle of the desert and willing to help them fix a tire and just living, you know, marrying a nice Mexican wife and just hanging out doing their thing, or whether they're the kids from the city on the run from civilization trying to build a commune and figure out how to farm when they don't know anything about any of it, you know?
That was hilarious. Like, for me, it was like something really, really very strange. That commune life?
Yeah.
Ooh! Whoopsie.
Yeah. Well, it never really was too popular. I think one of the actors on the fantastic behind the scenes on the deluxe edition is a documentary called Rattle the Cage. And they were talking about that most of the communes they knew were pretty heavy scenes. There'd be like one or two dudes on a power trip, you know, living off five or six women and, you know, keep these girls all confused. And it was just sort of a drag and a bummer. I don't know. I think they showed the commune in the best possible light, but it still looked like these guys are screwed. They don't know what the hell they're doing out here, and they do not know how to be farmers. Exactly. Those two, the old dude with the sheep down in the valley helping them fix their bike, those guys know how to live. Like, all the Mexican kids running around, like, they got it figured out. Yeah. But these city kids with their long, I don't know. You know, we got a theater troupe. Yeah, we don't know how to scatter seed, but, you know.
Yeah. And other than that, the drug scene, the cemetery scene.
Oh, yeah, when they finally get to New Orleans. Oh, yeah.
That was
LSD.
Lead singer disorder, as Steven Tyler says.
Oh, really? Yeah. Does he know something about LSD?
Yeah, I think so. He says that he suffered from lead singer disorder a lot.
I never would have thought. Yeah. I never would have. Who'd have thunk? Rednecks. Southern rednecks.
Oh,
what do you think about that? They're all real people cast out of those communities. Real again, just like the Mac.
Yeah.
The reality comes from all those people are real. Like, all the people in the commune were real. The ranchers were real. The rednecks were real. Like, again, this is a trend in the early, late 60s, early 70s, and Easy Rider really starts this whole verisimilitude movement of real outsider cinema using real outsiders, not like the Monkees or some carbon copy corporate garbage co-opting like in the middle 60s, but these are movies made by people in these communities.
It's so scary as well. Like then again, like Mac, oh my God, the ending? Wow, one of the best endings ever, probably. Like, I've seen...
Of Easy Rider?
Yeah. I've seen tons of movies, and... I mean, the second half of the movie was brilliant as enough. The ending was pretty shocking, pretty scary, pretty... It hit me pretty hard.
Yeah, it really... I'll never forget the first time I saw it. I couldn't believe... I mean, just shock. Like, what?! What in the, what, you've got to be, this can't be happening. Like, this, no, there's no way. There's no way this is happening. And, it's happening. And so we don't want to give it any way.
Yeah.
But, wow. Yeah. That's.
It's so funny. When I was a little girl, when I bought a new book, I was always reading the last page first. I always wanted to know what's the ending. And it never stopped me. So I have a special thing for endings. Like, it's very important for me how a movie ends. That's why probably I didn't like Fist of Legend that much. Like, until the very end, it was a really good movie. And then at the end, it lost me. And at Easy Rider, for the first half of the movie, I was like almost falling asleep, but then after it got so fast and so weird and so, I don't know, so powerful, and especially with that ending, I was like going up, 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 and then boom.
Flows to the sea.
Yeah. It was really good. And one more thing about that I love about the movie, those transitions, brilliant things.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We should squeeze a few words in about the actual innovation of the filmmaking itself. No one has ever really before or since done editing flash transitions in the way that they do in Easy Rider. So from an editor's standpoint, it's innovative. From the cinematography, Laszlo Kovács, amazing. He's got basically a hi-hat tripod stand on the top of a station wagon cruising all the way across America. I mean, he does some stuff, man. That is one heck of an future ASC member. Becomes, I think he was the president of the American Society of Cinematographers at one point, but an amazing bit of photography. And then, of course, the scene in the cemetery and the mixing of weird sounds and, like, the symbolic stuff. And Dennis Hopper said he'd been influenced by Satyajit Ray movie. But any other thoughts on the innovation of the filmmaking itself? Because we're just about out of time.
No, it was just pretty fascinating to watch those editing. It was really, really amazing.
Well, that's all we have time for this week on Cinema Three-Way. This has been our genre film special. I am John Madden.
And it's your favorite Turkish girl, Bir Sen.
Goodbye.